Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So yet last night, it was, I guess, around 8 o'clock. And all of a sudden, I hear, John, can you come up here? I'm like, what? You might want to come up here. So I go upstairs. I was watching the game. And I was watching the pregame stuff for the 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever. And I go upstairs. And my son had told me he was going to be a shadow for Halloween. And I saw what I thought was the whole costume, which is basically...
How to be a shadow.
Well, which is basically, it's almost like it covers your face, it's all black, and it's black and it covers your arms. And I guess it was in two pieces. Well, the bottom half is a leotard, basically.
And so it's just like a cat burglar, like that kind of thing?
But it's like it looks...
What makes his face black? That could be a problem.
It's like a thing. No, you can see through. It's
that
like, you
could
know,
be a problem.
It's a ski mask?
Almost like if you put, kind of, like if you put, you ever put pantyhose over your head, you can see out, whatever it is. Well, this is just black. You know, they were selling these things and people were wearing them to sporting events for a little while.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
So is that kind of thing.
Well, they're still doing it. The green guys are everywhere.
And he told me he was going to be a shadow and I don't care. I was like, go ahead, knock yourself out. And then I saw this. I go, get in the car. He's like, what's the matter? I go, you're not wearing that. He goes, why can't I wear it? I go, because people are going to make fun of you. You're not wearing a leotard. Nah, it's not happening.
Stop like, it. But don't you think he should be made fun of and then say, Dad, I don't want to wear it? You can't tell him he'll be made fun of.
Too late. At that point, it's too late.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If you're in the middle of trick-or-treating, and all of your boys start making fun of you for wearing a leotard or whatever the hell it is, it's too late.
That's his lesson to learn, though. And what if he? But what if he doesn't?
You can't possibly understand. You have to do everything you can
to make him suck it up and grow a pair.
No. As a parent, your job is to make sure you do everything you can to make sure any sort of abuse, kid on kid abuse, that kind of stuff is minimalized.
You never got your balls busted by your buddies ever? Of course you did. That's what happens.
Yeah, but you.
If your dad,
I'm saving him from that. I see her point one way.
Her point's dumb.
But you don't want to. You don't want to keep your kid in a bubble. You want to let him in once in a while.
But there's a bad.
It's a small thing.
This is a dumb bullet to take. Unnecessary bullet to take.
If your dad would have told you, "Don't wear that. Your friends are going to make fun of you," when you were a kid, what would you have said? And would he have? No, because he knows.
No, because my father lived his life with his head up his ass. It's a different ball game. I'm way more involved in my kid's stuff than my father was.
And that's good.
Why did it look so bad? The guys at the football games wear these things all the time, and nobody says, ooh, that's a leotard, because it's a whole costume.
It's a costume,
it's a one-piece thing. It looked that bad,
It wasn't a one-piece thing. I thought it was a one-piece thing. I never saw the bottoms of it.
Meld.
I just figured he wore it with black sweatpants. Listen, here's what happened.
It was skin tight, though. That was the problem. You know what I mean? Like, it was a tight...
He's like, but Michael's going to wear the same thing. I go, yeah, well, tell Michael you're not wearing it. So then I hear him on the phone. My dad's not letting me wear this costume. So last night,
That's literally awesome.
The rain is coming down sideways. It's 8 o'clock. And I tell Nicole, I'm like, Nicole, go online. Let me know what time Party City's open to. She goes, it's open till midnight. I go, get in the car. So I get him in the car, and I find this thing. It's called. We find some costumes. It was like called the Soul Taker. And now he's got like a sickle. He's got a mask. It's a whole black thing. And he's going to take lives and all the other. Take souls. So much better. So much cooler.
It's a Reaper, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sickle and the whole thing?
Reaper-esque.
They renamed it so it wouldn't be so...
Who the hell knows why they remade... All I know is nobody's making fun of them for it. That I know.
I don't think that anybody would have because it's a costume. I don't know that anybody would have looked at that costume and said, ha-ha, you're wearing tights. It would have been like, wow, what are you? And, oh, that's pretty cool.
Not rolling the dice. It wasn't that cool. First off, it wasn't that cool. Second, like the
what
dude,
a lot of people said, what are you? Would they not have known what he was? Did you think it just wasn't connecting?
It was just a dopey thing.
So you're saving him from like a bad costume.
JP, he's the kid. You're telling this kid that his costume is stupid. Like, okay, let's play it this way. What if you wouldn't have said anything? He was so proud of himself for coming up with that idea, for making a costume, and for being able to go out with his friends. It would have been a totally different memory, and you just yanked it from him.
He was on the bubble with the costume as it was.
Yeah, he wasn't confident in it?
He wasn't thrilled with it. He wasn't thrilled.
As a kid, I was never confident in my costumes.
Ever.
What were you? Like, why weren't you confident?
Because there's always a crappy costume. Let's dress as a hobo. You know, you had to, like, get whatever was around the house. And what do you think we had around the house? Bad clothes.
Which in Roger's family was, like, dressing like a Tuesday.
Exactly. You're like, what do we never... Let's go. We never went out and bought costumes, like, in the 70s.
Let's go as
ever.
A giant container of powdered milk.
Did you have
Roger, you go with the powdered milk. I'll go
I'll
as
get
the
a
Spam.
Stick.
I'll go as the...
Spam.
I'll go as the stale Twinkies.
Did you have a pillowcase for a bag for your trick-or-treats? Because you didn't have it yet. Oh, God.
Yep. Why wouldn't you?
Because
the pillowcase enabled you to carry so much more stuff.
Okay.
What? It was the perfect trick-or-treat bag.
That was everything.
You're supposed
you
to have
it. You didn't use that? Or you guys looked down, like, where you were, you looked down on it?
We had a little pumpkin. Yeah, you have a little pumpkin that you carry. A plastic pumpkin.
Were you five?
Again, pumpkins, little plastic pumpkins get you beat up.
No, they don't. What is wrong with you
people?
How old were you when you were, exactly, how old were you when you were carrying the little plastic pumpkin?
I was up until I stopped. I would say I was probably, I think I stopped in maybe 8th or 9th grade or something. I don't think I was in high school.
You walked around in 7th and 8th grade with a plastic pumpkin?
Yes, there's no age limit on a plastic pumpkin.
Listen, on the mean streets of Deer Park, Long Island, you would have got your ass beat.
Well, the mean streets of Buffalo aren't half as bad, apparently, because everybody had them. I wasn't the only one.
So nobody was walking around with flower socks, like, you know, socks to club people over the head with, none of that stuff?
What is going on Halloween?
Oh,
how about trick-or-treat, can I have some candy, thank you, and
no,
moving on?
That stopped at 8, 9, 10 years old tops.
You didn't have, like, stuff in the bag, like, if you needed, just in case some kids were mean, you throw some eggs.
Who's mean on Halloween?
Cream.
Nobody's mean on Halloween.
What?
Who is mean? Why aren't we
Halloween
all just happy?
Is the meanest day
no,
ever.
Where did you
not.
Grow up, Monica?
Everybody's happy, there's costumes, everybody's getting
kids?
Candy. Who's in a bad mood?
The older kids would pick on you all the time.
No. I don't know what the older kids were doing, but they weren't picking on anybody our age.
Shaving cream in your hair and your face.
What?
So you don't know it.
What? Why is there shaving cream on Halloween? You guys
what?
Are crazy. You guys
are
nuts.
Oh, my God.
Let me guess. You guys didn't throw toilet paper into people's trees either?
No. I've seen it. I've never done it in my life, but I've seen it.
You somebody's house?
Not for Halloween.
I've seen it. I don't know what it's...
Many times. Now people put it out there as decorations.
So you never walked around... We used to call it bombing. You never walked around bombing other people when you were a teenager on Halloween with eggs and shaving cream, flower socks, none of that stuff?
Never have I ever done any of that. I will tell you this. When I was a little kid in Iowa, there was such a thing as corning.
Oh, boy. What was that?
That was just a big brown paper bag full of corn, like corn kernels. And then the older kids, I never did it, but when I was there, I know they would take a handful of them and throw them at the windows and throw them at cars and whatever. So there was corning in Iowa, but I never did it.
That's it?
You use what you got.
What a bunch of pussies.
There was never any shaving cream. Why are we using shaving cream?
Oh, shaving cream is the best, because you go around, I used to come home, it was the best part.
Your childhood sucked. No, it didn't. I was happy.
Yes, it did.
Because I was happy? Because I wasn't miserable hurting other people? My childhood
you weren't
sucked?
Hurting other people. Well, okay, a little hurt, but it was like, so what you used to, and the whole thing was you had to make the shaving cream shoot for distance. So what you would do is, and it was only the Barbasol. Remember the Barbasol?
Yes,
Kansas
I do.
Cream,
yes.
The white. So what you had to do, one of two things, you either used to take the top of it off, and put on, I would steal my sister's or my mother's hairspray, the aerosol tops. So you took the regular shaving cream top off and you put on an aerosol top, and now you can shoot the shaving cream for distance.
Oh, my God. So you had
that's how you hit kids.
Or if you didn't have that option, you used to take, okay, so you know, let's just say you had the red Barbasol, right? The red and white can of Barbasol. You know what I'm talking about, Monica?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I used to have the big, on the top, it was like that big round thing. You'd press it and it would come out of the wide mouth at the end.
Yep, too wide.
So what you would do is you would take a pin, you'd put it in there, and then you'd melt around it.
Oh, my God.
And then you pull the pin out so you got a tiny little hole there, and now you can shoot for distance.
How do you discover this? How do you know? How is any of this happening?
It gets passed down from generation to the older kids teach you. Older brothers, people's older brothers, older sisters, whatever. And then there was the eggs.
I just had a plastic pumpkin and I had candy and they came home.
And then there was the eggs. And you always walked around with a couple dozen eggs in your pocket and you just launch them at people.
JR, tell us you have some idea.
Please,
I mean,
for
you
God's
must.
Sakes.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Forget it. Get out of here, y'all. You're fired.
No, I was getting some music for the intros and stuff like that. My bad.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
I can't believe, Monica, you had no experience with, no kids ever put shaving cream in your hair, threw an egg at you.
No, no.
You never saw shaving cream in the road with somebody who put a pentagram or something? Like, I don't know, something.
We used to prepare. I remember driving. In my front of my high school, there was a big semicircle, okay? I pulled it, and you walked in through the front doors, and the first thing you would see is the auditorium. And to the left of the auditorium, down low, there was a fire extinguisher. I pulled in, went through the front doors, grabbed the fire extinguisher, walked out, put it in my car, took off.
Now, you spray
the fire extinguisher at people, but then if you planned early, you could fill the fire extinguisher up with nasty stuff. Some pee-pee. Maybe some pickle juice, maybe some other stuff. And now you go around and you spray people.
How do you even know how to do that? None of this. This is all so illegal. This is all so
The fire extinguisher was illegal. I'll give you that. God. But other than that, everything else.
And what do you do? You just empty it out of what's in there by spraying it?
And then you can fill it up, and then you can just fill it back up again, and it gets pressurized.
It's pressurized?
Yeah. And then you would just go around and spray. I only ruled when I was a teenager, man.
Yeah, we never did that.
No,
really messed up.
It's too much. There's a line and you crossed it. And how come your father wasn't smacked? See, here you are worried about a guy's tights and you're doing all this. That's when your dad should have said, you're not doing that. That's wrong and bad. And
my father had no idea. He didn't care. All he knew was that I wasn't home and he could take a nap. Terry on line one. What's going on, Terry?
Hey, G.I. I grew up in Detroit. We were similar there. We had what they called Devil's Night. And it was usually the Friday or the weekend before Halloween. And it was like you said, man, all bets were off. Eggs, tomatoes, waxing windows, peeing, you name it. And sometimes it got even crazier. But, yeah, I grew up with that.
But, Terry, hasn't Devil's Night gotten way worse since then? Isn't it a lot about lighting fires and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
now?
It got so bad. Well, Detroit got so bad. But, yeah, they were burning houses and rocks and everything.
Oh, my God. What the?
Yeah, it was horrible. Every year.
But back in the day, back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, well, late 60s, it was still relatively harmless stuff.
Yeah, well, the burning stuff only seems to be like in the 2000s. I don't know if it was before then, but I mean, they got nuts. Lighting neighborhoods on fire. What are you doing?
They started patrolling and everything. It was in the 90s, I think, they started that crazy.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Mm. I would go back to those years. Thanks for
that's
the call. I never heard of Devil's Night. Why wouldn't you just do it on Halloween?
Why are you doing it at all?
Because that's the way we roll.
Detroit.
No, Long Island Zoo. I mean, that's just the way we rolled to this day. And when I moved into this neighborhood that I live in now, like when my kids first started trick-or-treating, I used to walk around like, man, there's not a drop of shaving cream on the street. What the hell's going on here? Mm-hmm. Where did I move to? This mamby-pamby nonsense. And then, like, a couple years in, I'm like, okay, there it is. Because we used to go, it's funny, if you make, come out of my block, if you make two rights, because I live on a dead end, there's only, like, you know, half a dozen houses, not even. But when you come around the block, there was never a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And that's where we always used to went until my kids started having friends that were on the other side. So you go up, you make a left, and there was kids everywhere. Mm-hmm. Then I started seeing some shaving cream. I was like, okay.
It's ridiculous how
these kids are in it.
You think Halloween, you think shaving cream, and that's I would have never in a million years put the two and two. Wow. Like, just don't even understand that.
That's crazy.
You're crazy.
No.
You think Buffalo never heard of it? That doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it was just maybe your neighborhood or the kids
maybe
hung out with didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And then there was always like, yo, stay away from Reno, man. He's got Nair. He's spraying people
he's
with Nair.
Got
just be
Nair.
Careful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you always had to be afraid of that.
Yeah, you always had to be somebody spraying Nair around.
Right. There'd be a kid in class the next day who was missing, like, splotches of hair on his head and his eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, what happened? He sprayed Nair on me.
Right.
That's the So then basically all drugstores or whatever, they just, all the shaving cream was gone. They knew what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Grocery stores wouldn't sell eggs to kids.
Wouldn't they sell, yeah, they wouldn't sell eggs.
No.
So my mother would go and get us eggs, but she was just, yeah.
That is so messed up and wrong.
But you know what would happen is you'd start out with one group, right? And then you'd have like a little bit of a shaving cream or an egg war, and then the two groups would combine, and then you'd find another group. And it would, those Now you got three groups. And before the end of the night, you're walking 100 strong. Just like it. Anybody that was at that point, anybody coming your way, turned around and went the other way. And then you're chasing after them and you're egging them in the head for being pansies.
Yeah, you had alliances so and stuff.
You'd start with like, you know, 10, 12 of your friends, and then you would double, and then it would triple, and it would just be huge and fantastic before you had to get home. Greg on line one. What's up, Greg?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, did Monica always, like, live under a rock? I mean, I know she's born in the late 60s of some kind, and she's all about the same age as you are, JP, myself. That stuff's been going on for forever.
I've never heard of it.
Well, egg and toilet paper and everything. Yes.
Well, she did.
Where did you live?
In her defense, she did spend a fair amount of time in a coma.
I woke up and the world changed.
How many Halloweens were in a coma?
She talks about her mom all the time and what kind of person she was. She couldn't have grown up in the greatest neighborhood like most people didn't. You know, there's hell raising going on everywhere. Where was she?
I was in a bubble, apparently, or under a rock or something.
Obviously.
Because I knew none of it. I did none
Your
of it.
Your brothers didn't do it? It's so hard to believe.
Not that I know of, no. They never got in trouble for it. No, I don't know what they did when they went out with their friends, but...
You didn't get in trouble? The cops...
Did you not have any friends?
The friends I had, we didn't do it. Like, we didn't... We just did... We weren't all shady. We just were on the up and up.
Yeah, your brother
should
have been stockpiling.
No, it's not about being shady.
Right.
Growing up and having fun.
But, that's the thing.
Anyway.
That's
by the time Halloween got to us, we were comparing stockpiles.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. I had a blast. Like, I remember Halloween being so much fun. And just with as much enthusiasm as you're talking about it, what you did, I had a blast on Halloween. Costumes and friends and candy and goodness and going out and cold and, you know, apple cider and all of it was all happy. Mm. It just, we had our fun two different ways, apparently.
Apparently. All right, we have some people on hold. We'll get to more of your calls. I guess each place does it a little different. But if you guys have a Halloween thing maybe we haven't even mentioned yet, you guys used to do. There's probably some cool stuff that didn't make it out of certain cities. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. You guys on hold, hang on. We'll be back to you. Halloween 2017. Not exactly the same as we remember it. I'll take your calls next. Roger and JP on the phone. Break back. We're just talking about Halloween and different things that, I mean, Monica apparently didn't experience much, but we have a guy on line five from Buffalo. Hey, McShay. Monica didn't see any of this stuff in Buffalo, did you? Shaving cream, eggs, all that stuff?
Repeat the question. First off, before we start, Monica, the Bills make me want to shout. Kick our
hey, what's up, then? Shout.
Jesus Christ.
I'm from Buffalo. Come on. I got to rub it in. I love the Bills. Can you repeat the question, JP? I pretty much still live here, so I've seen a lot. Can you repeat the question? I just happened to walk out of the room when you said something.
There was no question. We were just talking about what we did as teenagers during Halloween, mine included.
Oh, that stuff happened where I'm from, yeah. With the eggs, with the shaving cream, everything. I don't know. Yeah, I think Monica lived more in the suburbs, the rich part of the suburbs, so she didn't experience what I experienced.
Would that be accurate, Monica?
Well, I don't know if we were rich, but we lived in Tonawanda and Amherst and stuff, so yeah.
Did your mom fillet her way to an ice house?
And that's exactly what happened. We started out in the city and moving on up.
There you go.
What?
Now you we guys know have a Jay. Wonderful show, man. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Thank
fillet
you very much.
Is a great word.
Mark.
I can't say anything else.
Mark is online, too. Hey, Mark. Roger, JP, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Good, good. What's going on?
No, and JP might have heard of this. I'm not sure. Do you ever take Q-tips, cut them in half, and melt straight things to them, and take the old-fashioned hard plastic thick pen and use it like a blowgun and walk around and shoot kids trick-or-treating?
You could take Q-tips and do that out of a pen, like a plastic big pen holder?
Yeah. And you'd be able to act like a blowgun.
I remember when you took the, and it was, you're talking about the clear Bic pen, right? The clear plastic one?
Right, right. The hard plastic one?
Right. But the only thing I remember doing is if you took that back little cap off and you took the ink, the stick out, if you had like an orange peel, you could put it through the orange peel and the other end.
You get a little circle of orange rind?
Yeah, right. And then you take the ink stick and then push it through, and the pressure would blow one end out the other one. I didn't know you'd been making darts. I would do that now. How do I do it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We used to do it with, we'd just walk behind people and shoot them in, like, somewhere up in the shoulder or the neck or in
your
arm.
What kind of dart?
You cut the ends. You cut the fuzzy ends off the Q-tips, you said, right?
And you cut the Q-tip in half and melt it right to the straight pin.
Oh, to a straight pin? You guys are sick.
Nice, nice, nice.
What is wrong with you guys?
You can try it now. If you try it now and you even get a dartboard, you can shoot into a dartboard. They're pretty accurate.
I got to give it a shot. It's got to be on YouTube, right?
I gave you a new toy to play with.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, because you know what? I got to walk around. Like I told you, my kids want me a fair distance away from them this year.
Right.
Like, I'm not ready to just let them go off on their own yet, not at 9 and 10. But we were told we have to, like, be a fair distance away.
Yeah, so it's not uncool.
But I know a lot of these kids now based on, you know, my kids going to school with them and or sports or whatever it is. I just want to be prepared. Like, if one kid decides to be a wise ass, it's game on. I'll go right back to 14, 15 years old again and go old school on these little
bastards.
Say
to the other parents, I got this. I got straight pins,
right,
and they are welded to a Q-tip thing. Sure. I'm going to shoot this kid right in the neck.
And not only that, but I poisoned their candy.
That is messed up.
You sound like you're looking forward to it, like you kind of want it to happen.
I don't.
Just take some eggs.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am going to bring some shaving cream with me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with shaving cream? Come on.
Because if a kid that I know decides he wants to get a little mouthy, he's going to wear it.
Stop it. What are you going to squirt shaving cream at a kid?
Yes.
It's harmless.
That's ridiculous.
Harmless. It just puts white stuff in his hair and makes him look ridiculous for a while, and it might smell like menthol.
And maybe he'll cry a little. That's all I care about.
What if the parent comes up to you and says, hey, leave my kid alone?
The parent,
right in the face.
The parent will understand.
Will they?
In this day and age, you sure?
The parent will understand.
Will you or will you not shaving cream the parent if they get mouthy with you?
There's no reason to do that. I'm telling you that
the little kid's okay, but not the grown man.
Yeah. Because the grown parent, the parents aren't going to get mouthy. They're going to laugh.
I'm saying they're like, hey, stay away from my kid. Stop putting shaving cream in his hair. Then you
tell
just
your kid to stop being a douche. Simple.
Give him a little squirt.
Raise your kid right.
Blake.
I'm not going to throw eggs at anybody.
Huh.
Oh, that's the line.
That's always kind of cool to land them close and splatter them don't want to really hit the
when we
kid.
Got much older. Not much older, but still in high school, we'd freeze the eggs first.
What's that do?
No.
Ouch.
That's like putting pebbles inside a snowball inside a snowball. Why would you do that?
You might as well throw a rock.
Yeah.
You're just wanting to kill
juvenile
people.
Delinquents, dude.
Yeah.
We were absolute delinquents.
Seriously, you guys had nothing better to do. In this whole scenario, I'm not wrong. I was good. I followed the law. I wasn't harming nobody. I was doing the Halloween.
You were wrong. You were just boring.
It's not boring. I had a blast. I didn't have to hurt other people to have a fun.
You're not hurting other people. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt.
Oh, frozen eggs. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
That would hurt.
We
never did that.
You're just doing that to your friend's little brothers and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Blake is on line 5. Hey, Blake, what do you got?
I didn't aim for the head.
Hey.
What's going on, Blake?
In my neighborhood, we used to have these kids who would drive around in trucks, and they would take water bottles and fill them with baking soda. And then pour vinegar in them, close them, and then throw them at groups of kids, and they just explode.
Right. The pressure would build up like a grenade.
We had this one group of kids that they literally would just look for, like, the youngest kids they could find and just throw it at them. And I was walking with a bunch of my friends with some of these kids, and they threw this bottle at these kids, and I just picked it up and threw it right back into the driver's side window. And you just hear blow up in the car, and they just start swerving.
Mm. Oh, that's horrible. And the vinegar smell goes away. It's everywhere.
These kids are just complete jerks. We're just doing, they do this every year. Right. And they got bad enough to where they're starting to put them in people's mailboxes now.
Mm. You know what? Thanks for the call, Blake. There's actually something going around on Facebook similar to that I want to get to in a little while. Mm. Basically causing explosions and people losing limbs. Let's finish up this conversation. Yeah. And I'll get to that next segment.
Chris is online too. Hey, Chris, Roger and JP. What'd you guys do at Halloween?
Hey, bud. We used to have a break barrel pellet rifle, and you could fit perfectly inside of there a Q-tip. If you break off the one end, you could sharpen it. It was good enough to go all the way across the front yard and through a pair of jeans, for sure.
Nice.
How did you learn this? Did someone tell you this, or did you just figure it out?
No, you just mess around. You figure those kinds of things out.
You saw the kid with the pen shooting the Q-tip dart, and then you said, wait a minute, I can put it in the Pelican.
You know what just made me, that made me think of? We're walking around, and I can still see it. My friend Anthony got shot in the ass with, like, a pellet gun or a BB gun. And he just went and run, like, he grabbed his ass and was like, ah!
Was on fire.
Like, and he fell on the gun onto a lawn and started rolling around.
That's not funny. That's wrong. What are you guys doing?
Oh, it's so great. No, it's funny. It's
that hurts
funny.
A little while.
It's funny. Like, he probably wouldn't be laughing as hard as I am. But when you're on the outside in watching it, it was great. Each way he just grabbed his ass and started hopping on one leg, just trying. For whatever reason, he thought he was going to be in less pain, I guess, if he got onto somebody's lawn.
Chase on line three, finally. What do you got, Chase? Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to say something about, like, the difference between the North and the South, I guess, in Halloween, because I'm originally from Florida, and I've lived here my whole life, and my fiance is from Michigan. And I went up to Michigan with her family one year, and they're like, putting toilet paper on people's houses and throwing eggs and all that stuff. And, like, there was actually a toilet in front of someone's house that they knew, and they were, like, begging me to take a crap in it.
Oh, my God.
just, like, as a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
down in the South, like, you get arrested doing that. You know, you get in big trouble doing stuff like that down here. So, like, it's way different.
So boring.
Different standards.
I miss it.
So you tell me there's nobody putting a porcelain toilet on somebody's lawn so that people can come by if they need it.
You miss illegalities is what you just said. You miss just...
That's actually pretty messed up.
Yep. You know, it's funny with the when I said I went into the school and took the fire extinguisher.
Mm.
Funny little story about that. So I ran into the front doors, and there's a fire extinguisher on the wall. I just walked into the front doors, grabbed the fire extinguisher, put it in my car, and took off.
Yeah, this is when they used to leave schools unlocked.
You
couldn't do that now.
It was right after school. Mm-hmm. I mean, school had just had the bell had rung, buses were gone, or whatever it is. I literally just walked in and walked out with the fire extinguisher. Didn't even think twice about it. About a week or so later, we had this English teacher. Her name was Polly Lowry. And she goes, hey, John. She had a southern accent. Hey, John, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, yeah, Miss Larry, what's going on? She says, well, I seem to have a little bit of a problem. I said, what's the matter? See, someone stole the American flag out of my classroom, and I think you're the type of kid that might know how I can get my flag back. And I said, Miss Larry, I said, listen, and this was the truth. I said, I have no idea who stole your flag. She goes, well, I think it's in your best interest to do a little detective work and find out who took my flag and make sure my flag gets back. Now, if I get my flag back, I'm not going to ask any questions who had it or where it was. She goes, but if I don't get my flag back, I'm going to make sure that the front office, you know, the one where the principal is, I'm going to make sure they know who's the one who walked in through those front doors and stuck that fire extinguisher, put it in that car and drove away.
She's playing your game, JP.
She goes, sure, so you see, because I saw you do that a couple weeks ago,
nice.
And I wasn't going to say anything because I know you're just kids being kids, and I get it with Halloween coming up, and I know it's all good, but, you know, I really want my flag back.
Nothing like some blackmail.
So you have 2 days to get me my flag back, or else I have to go to the front office. I go, but Miss Lowry, I swear to God, I have no idea who's got your flag. She goes, I'm just guessing you're going to find my flag.
Yes, and it sounds so nice with the southern accent. Like, she's not blackmailing you at all. It just sounds so innocent.
So I go, all right, Miss Lowry, I'll see what I can do. Now, I have a friend of mine who's had a license plate that was like Spirit 76. He had an old come out. And I go out and I go, Joe, who took Miss Lowry's flag? And he starts laughing. I go, bro, I need that flag back. He's like, you're not getting that flag back. I go, Joe, listen. I go, here's what's going on.
Give me
the goddamn flag.
Knew.
I go steal somebody else's flag. I'll go steal somebody else's flag for you. But she had a specific one that was hers. It wasn't the one that the school had given and every classroom had it. I go, just go get a different flag. He's like, yeah, but she's got. I go, Joe, listen. Here's what's going on. He's like, God damn it. So I took it. It was in the trunk of his car, and I grabbed it, and I brought it back to him. She's like, You see, now I need to be able to find that flag to me. So your secret about the fire extinguisher, your secret's just going to stay between you and me. Is that okay?
I love her.
I said, that's great, Ms. Lowry, and I appreciate it. She's like, you know, I appreciate the effort you put in. I was just surprised you were able to get it set back so fast.
Yeah. Sugar. Sugar.
I know. I just want you to speak in a southern accent all day. Like Miss Lowry.
Oh, she was great.
That's great. She totally blackmailed you and had a smile on her face the whole time.
Yeah.
Well done, Miss
Lowry. She played your game, and I like it. I'll be honest with you. You had a little bit more respect for her for doing it that way versus just...
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. She was just... It was great. It was great.
Oh, quick.
I don't know if I was in 11th grade or 12th grade. I was, because I was driving in 11th grade.
Lou is on line one, promises he has a good story for us. Go ahead, Lou. Final call. Go ahead.
Hey, I had one of those fire extinguishers when I was in high school, and we used to fill it with pee and water, go down to Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard and spray all the hookers.
Oh, nice. Stop.
I also made a blowgun out of a straw, scotch tape, and a needle, and I'd hide it between the clothes racks in the mall and shoot people in the butt with it.
With flames?
No, with a little, it's like a piece of scotch tape, a needle, you stick it in the straw, it makes like a cone. Once you wrap it and cut the top, and you blow it, and the needle comes out. I was sticking your forehead. We used to have competitions.
See, this whole needle shooting thing is new to me.
Please don't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't recommend that to...
But spraying hookers.
Right, that's fine.
It's not. They're just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Leave them
alone. We're Roger JP 1025 The Bone. Here on Raw Radio. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry.
Roger and JP on 1025 The Bone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.